Good afternoon. My name is Averon Kamute, and I work for Futures Group. If you happen to have been in our earlier session, which was presented this afternoon by one of our colleagues, you're going to find a few things that we are going to have. Probably I'll be repeating, but not so much. He has mentioned about various IQ solutions that Futures Group is having, but I'm going to really just talk about IQ Care Electronic Medical Record System, which has indicate how it has helped facilities to easily access information for decision making across 8 relief facilities in Kenya. So in my presentation, I'm going to talk about issues that is, of paper-based record. I'm going to give the description of IQ Care Electronic Medical Record System and the lessons learned and next steps. Please note that AIDS Relief is a project that is funded by PEFA, and we are working as a consortium with University of Maryland, IHV. We were also working with Catholic Relief Services and Catholic Medical Mission Board. And on our part, Futures Group is taking the component of strategic information. So what are the key issues that I'm talking about? Really, in the setup of the facilities, clinicians or physicians require information that is easily accessible and accurate so that they are able to manage the patient, so that they are able to have the medical history of the patient, current treatment, and even have the outcomes for the same. But we have so many facilities actually who are also relying on paper-based charts. And when we are talking about chronic care, and this is HIV, we find out that the patient is going to be followed up for a number of years, and the files will keep on growing and become extensive. And so really to pull out the information quickly about the patient is really a daunting task. And again, the clinicians, to be able to manage the patient immediately or when they are doing the examination, they really need not to keep on checking on the patient information, but they need to have prompt information. And paper-based system really do not support quick retrieval of such kind of information that is needed for decision making. So this is the kind of the issues that we have or with regard to paper-based records. We have cluttered information, and you can see that some of these files can easily move out, or if they are not filed correctly, it will take so much time for the person who is looking for the information needed to get that information quickly. So this is really a burden. And now what Futures Group has tried to do to resolve some of these issues is really to develop a system. And the system has been pre-tested and rolled out and refined. And this development has not been done by basically people outside the local setup, but we have our staffs based in Africa, and they have also worked closely with the people who are at the facility level, needed to ensure that sustainability is ensured. So the system is a comprehensive, and it's based on longitudinal medical records, and the content is really local and appropriate as the needs of the clinic. And as of April 2011, we had 32 facilities across 23 districts in Kenya which were using IQ Care and managing more than 65,000 HIV patients. So what is the technology behind IQ Care? I'm sure I'm going to be repeating this again. It is a web-based application, and it is hosted on Internet Information Service. And it is built on .NET platform with the Microsoft SQL database backend. And the system really supports multiple user access in a networked environment, but still it can also be used in a standalone where we have small facilities. But where we have big facilities, a networked environment is ensured, and multiple data entrants can really subsequently keep on entering the data. So from paper-based record to automation, we're able to have IQ Care patient management and monitoring system really capture and organize information and really present it in a manner that is superior to the chart. And once that information is collected, clinicians are in a position to really review the history of the patient, see what is prescribed and the lab tests that have been ordered during the examination. So we have two components of summaries that IQ Care provides, or and one of the summary is for the facility. What you can see here is for the patient. So it's a patient profile. Whereas when clinician is really seeing the patient, they can quickly look at the summary of the patient, including the threads and how the patient is progressing. For instance, the thread for CD4, viral load, and weight, and BMI. And so this really will help the clinician to know the progress on care and treatment as they see the patient. So IQ Care functions and challenges addressed. To start with, we have a key, these are just a few highlights of the functions that IQ Care does. And it does registration and scheduling of the patient and description of the encounters, including the treatment plans. We have an alert system that really enables the clinician to know that the patient, a certain patient is running out of ARVs, and they can therefore remind the community-based team or talk with them and tell them that they need to really check out where that patient is if the patient is already running out of the ARVs. And again, we are able to do to get data on adherence for the patient, which is really very important when it comes to compliance on for ART medication. Again, the another key function is data quality checking. We have inbuilt data quality checks and field-based validation, which are already inbuilt in the system. And so that really ensures that the data is really of quality and accurate. And so these are some of the key challenges addressed. I mentioned about having a solution that is really can be used even in remote areas with limited connectivity, limited power. We also have IQ Care also be in a position to get the information in an accurate manner. I have already mentioned that, and retrieving data promptly. So we have a number of lessons learned with regard to the use of the system. And this is one of the information that we are able to pull from IQ Care, and really that is really supposed to guide the facilities with regard to the outcome of patients in terms of mortality for patients on ART, lost to follow-up, and also stopped. So this information really will help a facility to know where they need to put on their efforts. If you look at the thread that is in blue, that's dark blue, that's for mortality. The one for red is lost to follow up, and the other one is stopped. So what happens is that once we share this information with the facilities, for instance, let me give an example of mortality. If the mortality is rising, what happens is that the facilities will sit down and try to find out what the reason is for the rising mortality. But you cannot be, they cannot be in a position to do that if they don't have such kind of information. They may not be in a position to tell at what point they are in. So it enables them to really put on their effort where it is required. Again, this is another trade analysis for pickup for ART. And it is based on querying that is done in the system, and which is very critical in enabling the community-based teams to track patients who are defaulting. The system also has a capability of scheduling patient appointments and also being in a position to indicate the status of appointment, whether it's met, pending, or unscheduled. And this becomes very important when it comes to planning purposes and also allocation of activities or workload analysis for the clinicians. They will know, for instance, that they have a hundred pending appointment. Then they need to know how many how many should be present at that particular day so that they are able to really see the patients without being stretched by seeing so many patients. And again, they are able also to distribute patients based on the number of patients who have pending appointments and when they need to pick up their drugs. These are some of the facility reports that IQCare is able to really give. And what this enables the facility to do, we have the ARV pickup report, we have the missed appointment report, enrollment report, and what this really helps the facilities to do is to set their targets for missed appointment. We also have queries for CD4 and also for CTX. They are not actually on this peak, but they help the facilities to be in a position to set their targets, and also they are also able to know at any particular time where they are and what they have achieved. So what are the next steps? Of course, we have so many electronic data systems, and I'll repeat by saying that each facility have its own needs. But again, it is important to note that investing in a system that guarantees gains in management of patients is really critical. And of course, managerial role and leadership is key to ensure that the patient data that is collected should be also be used to improve the program. So you can get more information using our website, or you can contact my colleagues.
All right. Thank you. So let's see. Are there any questions for Ronnie? Yes.
Hi, Joel Greenspan. Very interesting. Can you tell us in this system a little bit about kind of how it's governed, and in particular, who makes changes and how are those changes made? Okay. I'm basically talking about change management and kind of what you do to...
Okay.
And is that done at the clinic level, or is it controlled in a different way?
So this is with regard to changes when it comes to upgrading the system. Yeah, we have developers and who are based in Africa. We have developers in India, we have developers in Kenya, and also in South Africa. And so what we normally do is that, or rather, yeah, what we normally do is that we get requests that may come in from the facility level, that we want this indicator included, we want to capture CD4, which we are not capturing before, because the MOH is asking for that, or because it's a new requirement. And what happens is that we submit those requests to our developers. And then developers now work closely with the managers in Fuchs Group to really get what the facility wants to be implemented. Yeah.
Other questions? Yes.
Hi, Carl Leitner with InterHealth. You mentioned patient scheduling. That's per health worker. Do you have any other HR type of functionality that's in the system in terms of allocating workers to different facilities or satellite clinics?
What we have, if I got your question well, is scheduling for the patients in terms of when they're going to be coming for their appointment next. And this is based on the number of drugs that they have been given from the pharmacy, and also the number of the days that the clinician didn't want to review them back. But when it comes now to the staffing, that one is based on the workload analysis. And now, once the workload analysis is done, a clinician will, rather the facility will be able to decide on how many clinicians they require on a certain day because they are seeing this number of patients on that certain day. Yeah, so what EQ Care does is that it provides that information regarding the analysis of workload, and now the facility can allege on their activities based on that.
Any other questions? I do have one question, actually. So one of the topics of this session is usability, and you mentioned that at the beginning in the development of this product, there was some usability testing with providers. Now that the product's on the kind of the system and has been implemented, it's been implemented in a number of places, have you done any usability assessment in terms of how users are reacting to certain modules like registration or any of the other ones? And you know, kind of links to the question that was made earlier, if in a particular country, since you know have implementation across different countries, are there differences in terms of how practitioners react to certain things in one country versus another? I mean, one of the realities, of course, with EHRs is that when you've seen one, and you know, in terms of functionality and applicability of certain tools. So, what's your sense of the usability at this point of the product, and have you run any assessments of that, and have you noticed any difference across countries, and how you adapt to that?
What happens is that really different countries have different requirements, and that is also based on also other requirements, like for the Ministry of Health. Like in Tanzania, we have them requiring really just capturing of minimum data set. But in Kenya, we have a comprehensive data set being captured. But what we normally do is that we interact during the technical assistant visits with the users themselves, so that we are able to know whether they are satisfied with the system they have, because it's all about whether it is giving you what you really need. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.